Yeah, good evening, everybody. Hi, how are you? This is Jeff Gelman of Solid Canine Training. Don't forget Jeff Gelman Seminars. We've got two more seminars coming up, one in Chicago last weekend of April, and then one in Mantua, New Jersey, which is right across from Philadelphia. That's the first weekend in May. And these are problem-solving seminars where we will dramatically change you and your dog's life. It is bring your dog, or you can come as an audit spot. You can get double audit spots. You can get working spots. You can have two people and one dog, and you will learn more in a weekend than you do in absolutely in less 6 to 8 week, you know, one-on-one private class or group class. It's a game changer. If you've got a dog that's got some behaviors that you're looking to stop, you will learn so much, so much. It's geared towards dogs that are struggling and owners who are trying to figure it all out. And no dog is too badly behaved to show up there. In fact, we prefer the worst dog behavior, the better. But you can bring your easy dog too, so don't worry about that. Anyway, my name is Jeff Gelman of Solid Canine Training. This is the wonderful Joelle, and this is the What Would Jeff Do show. We normally stream on Monday and Friday live at 7 p.m., but we'll be out of town this weekend. So we're going to do it tonight so folks can get help. What you'll be doing is we're streaming live on Rumble. We're streaming live on YouTube. We are streaming live on Facebook. And then you can also find us on just about every podcast platform that is out there. Just search for What Would Jeff Do? And you will absolutely find us. We talk a lot about a punisher on this podcast. You know, Joelle and I were talking about this over dinner tonight. The concept that you can go through life with your dog and never have any kind of consequence that marks and then consequence for Angelo, close the damn door. Close the damn door. Okay, the whole world doesn't want to hear you pee. I just couldn't hold that in any longer.
Preteen.
All right. Please. Thank you, Ange. It's you know, now you're it's even worse. Okay. That you can go through a dog's life.
I don't
life
even know what we're talking about.
About like a dog's life and never saying it, never telling it no. I can't grasp. And Joel and I were talking, it's like people that say they're against correcting or applying a punisher to their dog are doing it. They just don't know they're doing it because maybe they're not shocking the dog or using one of these barbaric tools. But I assure you, you are. You know you are. Maybe you don't, but you are. Everybody applies punishers to their dog. People just don't know what it is. They'll try to come up with some fancy science word for it, but it's like, no, there's reward and there's punishment. As simple as that. Now, dog training involves a lot of different things. Confidence building, proper exercise, proper proactive training, stopping of unwanted behaviors, working on the dog's state of mind. Some people want to increase their dog's drive. Some people teach their dog tasks. But as a family pet dog trainer, everybody is rewarding and correcting their dogs. Okay? Let's just admit it. It's as true as you breathing oxygen. If you breathe oxygen and if you own a dog, you are both rewarding and correcting your dog. And you can deny it. You can call yourself force-free, but you're lying to yourself. You can call yourself reward only, but you're lying to yourself. And the public needs to know this because the public is struggling and they think that they're not supposed to ever say no to their dog. They think they should. I mean, it's sort of like, oh, I would never use a shock collar on my dog, but I'll use a penny can and shake a penny can. Mm. Okay. I've used penny cans before. The amount of fear that a dog, first of all, some dogs don't give a shit. Some dogs don't care about e-collars. You just got to. But they all can use e-collars. But I have seen a dog respond in a more fearful way I've seen dogs piss themselves, fly to the ground, run away scared, yelp from a penny can. If you know what a penny can is, it's a soda can filled up with coins. You tape the top shut and you shake it. And people use that as their no marker, their no and their consequence. I have seen dogs respond in a very negative way, as they're supposed to, because it's a punisher. But to say that that's better than an e-collar, you're lying to yourself. According to the dog, it ain't. I'm blown away for how long people will struggle because they have to stick to an ideology that is a false ideology. I open up every show talking about this because it is getting worse and worse and worse out there. Now, I can talk about reward-based training for days. Why? That's how we spend 95%+ of the time with our dogs. But nobody ever got rehomed because it didn't know an obedience command. Dogs are getting rehomed because no one can stop the unwanted behavior. Something as simple as a dog barking at the front door, which takes 3 seconds tops to stop. A dog pulling, 3 seconds. Resource guarding, 3 seconds. Whining in the crate, 3 seconds. These are simple, simple, simple fixes. And this conversation about you need to get to the root of the problem, bullshit. It's only a band-aid you put on it, bullshit. You didn't change the way the dog actually thinks. Bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Hey, Ange, can you let Simon out? I think he might need to go potty. Thanks.
Yep. It's all bullshit. Let me read something to you. This is from, and this is a public comment. It's put on our page. Her name is Irene. I have known Irene. If anybody knows me from Providence, Rhode Island, Irene came to my first pack walk, which was at Seven Stars Bakery on...
Yeah, you have a good memory.
Yeah, so I met Irene. Mm. This goes back a long time ago, over 10 years ago. It goes back a long time ago, all right? She's been a follower for a very long time. This is Irene. Okay, first of all, let me preface this by this. We all know that dogs react to wheeled things. ATVs, lawnmowers, bicycles, scooters, and then we can go into bouncing balls, strollers, you know, all kinds of stuff, cars, trucks. Okay. One of our dogs used to bark hysterically at the riding lawnmower when he was new. 2 e-collar corrections and it was done forever. So she went, no, tap, no, tap to the dog. Was it uncomfortable? Absolutely. The dog was going ballistic over, first of all, I've seen dogs puncture ATV tires while the ATV was moving. And if any of you are out there with ATVs, your dog could die if it gets run over by an ATV. Dogs attack them. Okay. He's not scared of the lawnmower. He calmly hangs out outside. What just happened to my thing here? Outside and basically just doesn't care. I can't imagine how long I would have struggled if I had tried redirection. He'd have to be put away now instead of hanging out with the family on the lawn. I would like to know, do people actually think that there's something wrong with that? Also, let's say you didn't use an e-collar for that. How would you stop it? I know how you would stop it. See, this is the thing. We know how to counter condition. I would create a positive association with a lawnmower. You would? Okay, what would that look like? I'd have the dog on a leash and I would start out for maybe, 200 feet away. And if the dog didn't respond, I would say good and I'd give it food. Okay, great. And then what? And how many times would you do that? Hundreds of times. Until you eventually got close. All right, now, what happens if all of a sudden the dog reacts to the lawnmower? You've done 150 reps, and on the 151 rep, the dog explodes. Now what do you do? So you think you're changing the way that the dog perceives to things, but you didn't. You didn't. The dog is just going to do anything for food. Now, how about if the dog is afraid of a lawnmower? It won't do anything for food. But why do people honestly feel that giving the dog two quick corrections to stop a dangerous behavior is bad? That this person is evil and abusive? Because that's the response. Oh my gosh, this person shouldn't own dogs. I'd hate to see how they raise their kids. They're mean and abusive. They should have their dogs taken away from. This is literally how people feel. I'm like, what world do you live in? What world do you live in? It is incredible how soft this world has gotten. It is incredible. Let's go.
All right. Alicia says, good evening, y'all. Much love from Texas tonight.
Hey, Texas. Hey, how are you?
Snuggle Bun says, hey, everyone. Hey, Snuggle Bun.
Hey, Snuggle Bun.
Brittany says, hey. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, Britt.
Constance, hey, J&J, what a pleasant surprise. Hope you have a great seminar this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did it tonight because we're not going to be here. We're going to be on the podcast tomorrow.
Yep. Next.
Jan says, howdy. Hey, Jan.
Hey.
Holly, howdy from gorgeous Spring, Arizona.
Nice.
I know, it's been nice here, too.
Yeah.
Getting my muscle pump on while listening in. Safe travels to Miami this weekend where there'll still be fast track Zoom. We're not going to be able to swing it. We thought we were, but.
But an email went out, though.
I posted in fast track. Yeah, we're going to do it Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. So we'll do a Tuesday-Wednesday combo.
Yep. Brittany, correcting has changed my life. It's scary in the beginning, but when you see change and that it works, it's worth it. I don't correct often, but when needed.
Yeah, but this is the thing. And first of all, we're proud of you, Brittany, but what I'm trying to do is this. I'm trying to take away this scary. Like, why is it scary? Seriously,
well,
what?
I just think a lot of people might second guess.
No, I understand. See, I know.
Everything on the internet tells you you're going
to. I know both sides. Yes, I know both sides. I've been doing this. We've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this for 20 years. Like, I'm aware of the conversation. And then you get people that are like, well, I've researched e-collars, so, but I still think they're bad. I'm like, well, then you haven't researched them. There's no fucking way you actually, like, who'd you research them from? Because if you actually saw a competent person using e-collar, well, that's the problem. A lot of incompetent people own dogs in general. A lot of incompetent people don't know how to clicker train. They don't know how to food train. E-collars don't mess up dogs. Punishment doesn't mess up dogs. The lack of those things actually messes up dogs. But it shouldn't be scary because a lot of it is common sense. And it's easy. The skills are so easy. Do you know that counter conditioning is a lot more difficult than just correcting the dog for going after the lawnmower? Do you know what kind of skill set you have to have? If you went to be a behaviorist, if you went to a veterinary behaviorist, and you told them about a dog going after a lawnmower, it would be no less than 24 pages, probably more, that you would get with instructions. And it would take months, months. And if you don't believe me, go to a veterinary behaviorist and ask. It would take months. Do you know that it takes 3 to 5 seconds to stop it? And you don't even have to write anything down. You don't have to read anything. Once everybody, I'm working with a dog named Simon right now. He's human aggressive. He understands the word no. Now that he understands the word no, oh, holy shit, I shouldn't do that. Now, anything he does that he's not supposed to do, if I just say no, he's like, ooh, I should stop that then. I shouldn't do it again. And then obviously we train him what to do. But once a dog actually understands, truly understands what no means, it's really easy. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. And I assure you, most dogs do about 100 things that you don't want them to do. Next.
Kathy, my dog does not pay any attention to a penny can when I use one to stop her from barking excessively.
Yeah, every dog's
different.
Yeah.
Some dogs don't give a shit.
Some dogs don't care.
Some do. Some are like, oh my God, it's the end of the world.
Yeah. We've had dogs that blow through the highest level on an e-collar, not care, but a squirt bottle stop the behavior. And I have other dogs that if you use a squirt bottle, they'll attack you. So squirt bottles make dogs aggressive. Like if I wanted to really come up with all of these lies, I could. No, yeah. It's not that they make the dog aggressive. If you know that a dog is capable of going into defense, because you actually know, then you'll understand all these things. Next.
Holly said, thanks for cleaning up the bullshit for decades.
Now. 20 years and counting. Next.
Stopping anytime.
No.
Avi says hello. Hey, Avi.
And I wish more trainers would speak up against it and not worry about social media pushback. It's incredible. It's incredible. Things with dog training were way better before the internet. Next.
Joyful Canine, you'd have to avoid it. Stay under threshold, counter condition whilst moving inch by inch. Might take months or years.
Yep.
Or never get over it at all.
Yep, 100%.
Counter condition. Listen, we're not anti. We counter condition dogs all the time. We just did.
We made a video on it.
But it only gets you so far. It only gets you
so far.
Yes, we want to change the association.
But it often.
But until that dog understands that a certain behavior is unacceptable, you're never going to get rid of it.
Step one is actually stopping the behavior.
Then you counter condition.
Then you counter condition. Yes. But you're not going to counter condition
bad behavior.
Bad behavior. You won't. You won't. They say you will, but you won't. That's
why we have a whole course right now, start to finish.
Yes.
Touch on reactivity, like touch reactivity, dogs that try to bite you when they're handled, nails, ears, all of it.
Yep.
We're making a course to show you, like, yes, you can counter condition, but there's a caveat. You got to learn how to properly correct your dog. And that's what we show in the course.
Yep.
And people are like, holy shit.
Yep.
I've been counter conditioning my dog to nails for a year. Since I've had the dog, 8 years, 10 years. And all I was missing was this one thing.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, I know.
Yep.
So you can grab the course right now. It's only $97 on pre-sale.
Yep.
And you get the nail trimming course included.
Yep.
And you can see exactly how we count.
It's incredible. It's incredible. It's so funny because today, I got to send you this video. I did all, because this is another common thing, working a dog below threshold.
Oh, yeah.
I did a training exercise today with Simon. And guess what it was? This was the goal. Every time I work with a dog, I have a goal in mind. I purposely worked him above threshold in a series of different commands that he had to do successfully above threshold. And guess what? He pretty much aced it. Now, why do you work dogs above threshold? I'll tell you why. Because Mother Nature doesn't care about your dog's threshold. As soon as you want to take your dog out into the real world, so many dogs are instantly above threshold. So you better teach your dog how to deal with life. It's so important. It is so important. And God, you're so, you know, it's like I know I'm being loud and I know I'm ranting. But it's like we are in dire straits right now.
It's bad out there.
It is so bad. So many owners are struggling. They're afraid. They're afraid to even say no to their dog. That's how much brainwashing has gone on. They're afraid to say no. We were told never to say no to your dog. Just to let you guys know, I've been doing this for a long time. The trainer who told you that, most likely, says no to their dogs all the time. Mm-hmm. Many reward only trainers use e-collars on their personal dogs. Many owners, reward only and force-free trainers, use force on their dogs. Why? Because it works. That doesn't mean they don't reward, but what I'm saying is they're lying to you. It's a marketing scheme to suck as much money out of you as possible. Now, meanwhile, we charge a lot, but we're honest as fuck. Next.
Drury says, is it uncommon for two dogs to get along outside of the home but not in the home? We have two American bullies that get along fine on walks and off leash on runs and hikes,
yep,
but can't be around each other loose in the house.
Yep, very, very common, and we can help you with that. Absolutely. There's a lot of little things you can be doing to make it instantly better. And then we can put a training plan together for you that will get you incredible results. But yes, it is common. It's common. Next.
Tactical Treat says charge a lot, but get results.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, I hate it. And I hate that we have to have this conversation with our clients so much. By the time they get to us,
They've already spent
$3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. It's like, wow, I wish you had just found us first.
Yep. More than, yeah, it's incredible. It is incredible. Yep. Next.
Cheyenne, the first training program I tried for reactivity was force-free, and that was the burning question.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if a dog comes out of the woodwork and my dog explodes? No clear answer other than do your best to avoid unexpected triggers. Always
Oh.
keep yourself at a distance under threshold.
Oh,
Not a realistic approach at
okay.
all.
Can you just those just okay. If everybody just say that one more time, please, and I'll shut up. Say it one more time, nice and slow.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. The first training program I tried for reactivity was force-free, and that was the burning question. What happens if a dog comes out of the woodwork and my dog explodes? No clear answer other than do your best to avoid unexpected triggers and always keep yourself at a distance under threshold. Not a realistic approach at all.
Okay. So, can you imagine a dog training professional saying that to a dog owner who actually wants to do things with their dog? Their minds are inside a square or rectangular room. They are not for the real world. It doesn't work that way. God, how can I stop getting into car accidents? Don't drive a car. That would be their response. Don't drive a car. You'll never get into car accidents. How do I avoid getting into a plane, dying in a plane crash? Never fly.
Never go on a plane.
Never go on a plane. Never go on a plane.
Problem solved.
Seriously, never go on a plane. It's simple. How do I stop getting woken up by a baby crying? Don't have kids.
And sorry, I know Cheyenne's issues because she's in the community or what her issues were with the dog. But she's having problems in her own backyard because the dog in the other yard fence fights.
Right.
So never go in your backyard
Yep.
either,
That's what they'll
Cheyenne.
tell you.
Never go in your backyard.
That is what they will tell
You're
you.
paying the taxes, but you can't go in the
Yep. When
backyard.
the other dogs are out, leave your dogs in. Will we have to post a schedule?
What if their dogs are out all day?
Right. What do we have to go on to? What do we have to go on to next door and post a fucking schedule of like whose dog goes out when? It's incredible. No, it's not.
That? Oh, it's
Angelo,
Simon.
Simon in. There's somebody by the chicken, some varmint by the chicken coop. At least we know he'll keep the critters
That's
away from the
true.
chickens. All the dogs naturally guard the
They
chicken
do
coop.
guard the
They don't
chickens.
like, they're like, don't fuck with these chickens. It's
Yeah.
incredible to watch. It really is.
Oh, they're like, that's my meal.
Yeah.
You
So
don't
by the
touch it.
way, Simon is human aggressive. Guess who just let him out, let him in, ran out there, and told Simon to get his ass into his kennel, an 11-year-old. Why? Rehab. That is why. Why? Because we change the way the dog perceives humans. That is why. Next.
Brittany said, once you're confident and see it works, it's like, don't effing cross me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's not like you have to be mean to your dog.
Nope.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite. Kill him with kindness. But at the beginning, oh, there's a consequence.
But you're so much less frustrated when you
Oh.
have clear communication and tools that are actually effective.
Right.
It's when nothing's working,
You get
you're getting pissed,
yell
you're
and
yelling at the dog.
scream. Oh.
Oh my God, put it in the room. I can't even look at you.
Yep,
And then
everybody.
everyone will say, I don't want. It's like, yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Yep.
Everyone has been frustrated with their dog at one point or another,
Yep.
and it's 100 times worse when you don't have a freaking tool that you can get your point across with.
Yep.
When we correct dogs, we're neutral.
Yep.
No.
No. That's
No.
it.
Oh, you tried to bite me? No.
No. But there's a consequence. It's
Yeah.
meaningful to the dog. Yep. Next.
Avi, people are getting answers from AI, and we all know who programs that.
I've done AI. Ask AI. Go on to AI right now. Go on to AI right now. You want to talk about a circle jerk? Go on to AI right
You
now.
have to ask it the right questions, though, because I have had some AI write some of our posts before, and you guys would never know, especially about e-collar. I'm like, give me 5 bullet points about e-collar just to see.
Okay,
And
but.
honestly, some of them were not bad. I make it sound like us, obviously, but it actually wasn't that off.
Ask them how to rehab aggression.
Yeah, if you ask those sort of
Right,
questions.
if I was able to finish my sentence, yes.
I'm just saying, you
Next.
gotta ask it the right
I
questions.
know.
But you definitely, if any Google search, how to rehab aggression,
It's going to be all almost false.
use positive
Yeah, that's the
reinforcement.
biggest line of bullshit. I'd love to
Yeah.
see it. And people that say that they do that are lying to you. They are 100% lying to you. 100%. Next.
Cheyenne, right? That's exactly what my partner and I were talking about earlier this week.
Yeah.
It's about anymore. Yeah. This was posted like 10 minutes ago. Diane said, first, the behaviorist puts them on medication.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You got to put them on medication. You got to put them on medication because they go after the lawnmower. Because you know why? They don't know what to do. They actually don't know what to do. An animal behaviorist has a lot of college debt, a lot of fancy degrees, but I am sorry, they don't know how to train dogs. They don't. Give them a leash, show me. Be more than happy to watch. They don't. They don't know what to do. They don't. They're going to try to insult you from an intellectual standpoint and challenge you from an intellectual standpoint instead of a hands-on, result-oriented standpoint. Next.
Constance said, everyone in the community saw with my mayhem what happens when you don't know how to correct a dog. He'd still be screaming his head off if I hadn't learned from you how to tell him screaming is not cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that dog was a wild child,
yep.
Constance.
It's so, yeah.
Snuggle Buns, I was relieved when I discovered a way to communicate with my dog that he was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I had no idea how to stop his bad behavior. Yep. Thank goodness I found a good local training place.
Awesome. Yeah. And this, by the way, we're not that unique.
No.
There are thousands of trainers out there like us.
Yeah.
But the problem is there's...
You're just a loudmouth.
There's just tens of thousands of people that are denying it. Yeah. I'm just the guy with the podcast. That's all. But I assure you, there's many. Like everyone gets on my case about bonking. Do you know how many dog trainers use a bonkers wrapped up towel? There's a viral video out there that's been out there for everybody makes these hate videos on me.
Oh my God. But somebody just commented today on the bonk on our page about how on the video of Rue, like, oh, of course, you guys don't know anything about animal. I didn't learn anything about animal behavior in this video because you consider bonking training. It's like, yeah, that's it. That's the only way.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they see. It's like,
want to teach your dog a downstay? Bonk it. Like,
well, you know, by the way, no, that's not what you do.
That's not what we do.
Okay.
That's satire.
Okay. Yeah. So it's incredible because like that's what you learned. That's what you saw. Okay, great. Yeah. It's so funny because, but just to let everybody know, like thousands of dog trainers use a bonker.
Yeah.
Thousands, millions of owners use them. Okay. Next.
Unknowingly. Most people, they're throw a pillow at my dog.
They'll throw something at their dog.
That's a bonker.
Yeah, they'll throw something at their dog. Yeah, chunkla. Yeah.
Tactical Treat said, yes, every dog that comes to us has seen a behaviorist first, paid lots, meds, zero results.
Yep, yep. Tons and with zero results. It's a scam.
Almost like all of our clients.
It is a scam. I can say it's a scam because it is a scam. A scam is lots of money, no results. It's a scam. Next.
Brittany, I don't know about anybody else, but before e-collars, here we go. Here's my point. I was much more forceful than I ever am now. Anybody who has had large breeds knows that when they put on the brakes and won't take food, you have to resort to physical force. You are dragging an 80-pound dog in a high-stress situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And now that you have tools,
yep,
you're not frustrated, yep, anymore.
And, you know, people will say, oh, well, you're just too lazy. You want to take your, you, yep, should take your time. I'm like, take your time? You know what it's like to drag, and you're half a mile from home. You have an 80-pound dog that doesn't want to move. Most of us have a life. Most of us have responsibilities. For all we know, there's something in the oven cooking, and it's like the walk usually takes 15 minutes. I'm not getting home in 30. No,
yeah.
Dinner's burnt.
Speaking of, I smell my banana bread. Hopefully, it came out all right.
Is it?
I didn't.
Is it out of the oven?
No, I'm timing it for pretty much when the show.
Okay, got it.
Joyful Canine, can you share how to correct or punish unwanted behaviors in a deaf 18-month-old dog? Marker words or signals and tools for first meet, if it's appropriate. First meet with a deaf dog, zero training.
How do you, when do you want me to show it to you, Jesse? To schedule a one-on-one. Schedule a private counsel with us, and we'll walk you through it. I need context. I mean, what do you want to show? But it's pretty much the same thing in Green to Graduate. It's no different. It's no different. Start everything without on a leash. Start everything on a leash. And you can just also do a consequence with no marker. Dog jumps up. Dog barks. You can shut all that up without a marker. So, but if you want it If you want me to come up with a training plan for you, well, then you schedule a private consult. That's what we do. Next.
Cheyenne said, same. I 100% agree with this. Brian said, that's why you're in our inner circle.
And people can disagree. That's fine. Then find a way, but don't struggle more than you need to.
Hey, look at Naomi. She must know our clients because she said Snacks came to the animal hospital for the first time yesterday. He went straight to place and settled. We are all so happy.
In an animal hospital, which is very stressful.
That's so awesome. Wow. Snacks is doing well.
Wow.
It's great.
So let's see. Snacks, one of those fearful dogs that we've met in a really long time.
And so stubborn.
Goes into a vet office, is in relaxed. I wonder if his state of mind was changed.
Yeah.
Huh.
That is the dog that would have never, ever, ever, I'm sorry, would have never been rehabbed with positive reinforcement only.
So almost every dog we meet. But it's not just for rehabbing dogs. Just higher level obedience and public access training. You need to be able to hold your dog accountable. It's just the way it is. It's just life, folks. It's life. But the reason why I talk about it so much is because people are just being massively brainwashed. And it's so incredible that the anger and the meanness and the abusive words and the threats of violence that come out of people that oppose the whole concept. Mm-hmm. Like we get them every day, but it's like, oh my gosh, I hope you don't have kids and you should have your dogs taken away and you should be put in jail. All because we stopped a minpin from racing at the door barking and we gave it a 1 second correction. That was their response.
And he literally was like totally fine with it. Yes. He's just like, okay.
I won't do it anymore. I won't do it anymore. Literally.
He didn't even show the slightest bit of like fear or discomfort.
But that's the thing. It's so
you're just like, oh, I'll stop.
But that was the response to that video.
And then everyone, because it looks so simple, people are like, I need a step-by-step. I'm like, you watched it.
You watched it. It was real time.
You saw it happen. I'm not editing anything out.
It was literally real time. Yeah.
Like, that's it.
That's how, like, the perception of punishment, the perception of consequences, it's...
Everyone thinks the dog needs to, like, what, fly up and hit the ceiling?
Right.
It's so spooked.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Wild. Brian said, hey, guys, you don't know me, but I'm with Alicia and Fig, finally catching one of your streams without just listening in over her shoulder. I'm excited to start learning, training, and helping out with Fig and Maze.
Awesome.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Joyful Canine, my client's previous trainer told them not to take the dog off their property then and stop walks altogether to avoid going over threshold. That was 2 years ago. So what should the dog do?
Right.
Yep. How do you exercise? How do you give that dog any fulfillment in its life?
That's how dogs get worse.
Oh, give it a snuffle mat?
No.
Yeah, that'll help with your issues.
Totally no. No socialization of that dog.
No exercise.
No exercise. No socialization. No exposure to environmentals at all. Wow. That's professional advice.
We're ranting tonight.
I don't give a shit. That's professional advice. Really?
Yeah.
That's the advice that you got from a professional. You paid for that.
It's like, I could have done that on my own.
It's like, I didn't need that advice. Don't take your dog off property. What do I do with my leash reactive dog? Don't take it for walks. Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. What do I do with my dog that's biting my kids? Get rid of your kids. Seriously. I mean, I'm sure that's been told. I'm sure that's been said. We got to decide. You want to get rid of the kids? You want to get rid of the dog? But you don't have to get rid of anyone. You just rehab the dog. And if you had a skill set, you'd be able to give advice like that. Next.
Gerd said, I say no to my dog often. I got him at 4 and he was the most spoiled dog ever.
Yeah. Yep. That's what's ruining dogs.
Yep.
This entitlement of these dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. Liz, currently fostering an 8-year-old beagle. She comes from a hoarding breeding situation. Mm-hmm. She's shut down. I've had her for 2 weeks and have been taking it as slow as possible, but she still shakes and shivers when I pet her.
Yep. Stop petting her. Seriously, you don't need to pet her. You don't need to pet her. You should be working her. Love will not train that dog. Love is not going to rehab that dog. Love is not going to, quote unquote, fix that dog. You know what's going to help with that dog? If that dog came to our board and train, this is what we would do. We would put that dog right into our normal training program. Routine, structure, accountability, proactive training, hold the dog accountable. Oh my gosh. And then also what I want you to do is drop the story where the dog came from. Drop it. Get rid of the story. Don't talk about hoarding anymore. But you don't need to pet the, you know how many dogs we don't pet? Why? It's a disservice to the dog right now. It's not helping. Giving the dog love and affection at this stage is not helping the dog. It's making it worse. You know what will make it better? Working the dog. You'll be surprised how you could unleash that wonderful part of that dog by actually working the dog. And if you don't know how, we have a fearful dog course. We've got a great course called Green to Graduate. If you follow it to the T, you'll have an incredible dog. But right now, affection is going to is going to make it worse.
Yeah.
We love giving dogs affection. I give my dogs tons of affection. I give client dogs affection. But is it hurting or is it helping? Right now, it's hurting. Because you know what's going to happen? Some point, if you stick around with it for a year or so, the dog will stop shaking. But you know what? It still won't know anything. So you might as well start training it. And organically, you're going to be blown away at the progress you make. Next.
Cheyenne said, I honestly feel guilty that we tried all of this stuff
don't,
first.
Don't.
How it got progressively worse, and it was so unnecessary.
Don't.
Yeah, you can't go back in time.
You have got a, oh my gosh. So if people start reading The Power of the Food Companies is so powerful that they've convinced you that certain food groups are bad, but sugar is good. The sugar lobby is very, very, very powerful. There was a huge shift in the way the American diet. You've got to just watch some documentaries on this, a bunch of different ones, do some research. There's been such a shift in the way that Americans eat. This is in America, the way Americans eat. Because the lobbyists have got so much power that they were able to actually change what is taught in schools, what's printed in books, what is mandatory in foods, so much stuff. And a lot of it's prevalent to the United States. Next. So you have been sold a very well-marketed bill of goods. A very well-marketed bill of goods. Next.
Tactical Treat said these positive-only trainers have no results when it comes to reactive dogs, but get so much money from it. So sad. Have a wonderful night. Hopping on.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. It's a scam. Yep. It's so incredible.
I just made a meme on that.
It's sad. It is so sad. It's so sad. Yeah. Next.
Snuggle Bun says, the first group class I went to, my dog was nipping at my ankles when we were trying to heal. The pet store trainer didn't have any advice. Just told me he must be a working line German Shepherd.
Oh, that's it. Yep. And working line German Shepherds.
That's it. So make excuses.
I've owned five working line German Shepherds. Okay. All from not even Germany, like the Czech Republic. None of them, okay, were nipping at my heels. And if they did, they stopped it that day. No dog is bred to nip at people's heels. Well, how about cattle dogs? They're not bred to nip at people's heels. How about border collies? They're not bred to nip at people's heels. How about dachshunds? No, none of these dogs are bred to nip at people's heels. These are livestock dogs.
Hunting dogs.
Dachshunds, right. They're ratters.
Next. Not for biting humans.
Right.
GERDS, such a good point. Many people do not seem to realize that their dog can actually learn things.
Yeah.
I know.
Their dog can learn a ton of things.
Yep.
A ton of things.
And even beyond that, this is what cracks me up. The people who think, oh, positive reinforcement only, no corrections, yada, yada. If the dog can connect the reward to a behavior.
They can correct.
Why can't they connect a bad, like a consequence or a punisher to a bad behavior.
They can. They can. They're actually smart. You're not giving the dog enough credit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we spend.
But they say that. They'll say, oh, the dog won't correlate the correction to the bad behavior. Yes, it will.
It's so funny because if anybody's done, this is what people do. The dog doesn't know why it's being corrected. Okay. If anybody out there has ever done free shaping before, okay, what do you think free shaping is? Free shaping is you sit there. It's used a lot in trick training. Say a dog sneezes and you want to teach a dog to sneeze. You have to actually wait till it sneezes.
Yep.
And then you click and you reward. And you literally wait. And pretty soon, then you can put a word to it. And then pretty soon the dog can sneeze on command. So it's like imagine that. You can train, when you free shape a dog, you're actually capturing a command. You didn't tell the dog what to do. It does it. And then you click or train the dog. It does it. You click and you reward. You've captured that command. The thing about that is they usually don't pick it up after the first or second time. It takes a little bit more, but a properly applied punisher, they usually pick up after the first time. Next.
Brittany said, we went to a behaviorist. My husband refused meds. After that moment, it was clear to me all the dogs in my class were drugged. After that monthly class, we never went back.
Yeah, most of them are. Most of them are. It's terrible. We get dogs off drugs. In 20 years, I've had 3 dogs that I've recommended get back on some sort of low-dose anxiety. 3. And I would say more than 50% of the dogs that come to us are on medication. They have to be weaned off before they come into our program. Next.
Cheyenne said, we luckily have a great in-person trainer who I recently noticed follows you guys on Facebook, LOL. But your content is so straightforward and to the point. It's so helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's what makes it sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. Because it's so simple. Sorry, I'm not talking smart. I'm not trying to confuse the public, and I'm not trying to boost my ego by sounding smart. I want owners with minimal skills to be successful. Also, dog training isn't rocket science. It's not that difficult to do. It's laborious. You got to know stuff. But frankly, figuring out how an iPhone works, it's a little bit more complicated.
Haley, apology in advance because this is a long question. I had a session with a client whose dog shakes his head hard every time he's released from a command and then breaks his ear open. Oh my God, we had a doctor who did that once, remember?
Such a pain in the ass.
I did some e-collar corrections for it and he showed some great impulse control after, but still shook every 10 reps or so. He would crocodile roll and scream when I stopped him from shaking. I tried a bonker after that and he did good for a bit, but still regress back and forth throughout the session. Is this a management until it's a habit thing, or do I need to try a higher level? So
I would actually get a vet check. I would get his ears checked.
That was a hard, hard thing for us to break with that dachshund. Yeah. And even after 6 weeks, he still did it here and there.
Yeah.
But what we did, so because the ear just wasn't healing.
We put up a little bandana thing.
We cut a tube sock and like put it around his head.
Yeah.
So he was wearing like
a little... He had them big floppy ears.
Yes. So if he did shake, he wasn't ripping his ears apart at least.
Yeah.
And by the end, like, I think some of it was like some neuroticism. Is that the word to use? He was a little neurotic. Like it was, I don't know what it was. Got better with training, but it wasn't perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we've gotten rid of it. Extinguished it in some dogs.
Yeah.
Hold on, what?
So I took the banana bread out of the oven, but it's clearly still on. And I tried to press the down and off button, but I have no idea how to do it.
That's fine. Just leave it.
Just press off.
That's what I did.
Okay.
Nothing. The grill is still on.
Yeah, it's because it's still warm inside the oven.
That's all right. It's on for 15 minutes.
Yes. It's okay. Fine. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Teaching Angela how to make banana bread.
Yep. All right.
Snugglebuns, there is a dog who boards at my work who has permanent neurological damage from the amount of trazodone he takes. He lifts his head every couple of seconds repeatedly. That's really sad.
Yeah, that's another thing. Is this dachshund on drugs?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. We have the dachshund. Is that whatever? The dog that shakes, is it on drugs? Shakes its head. Is it on drugs?
Right.
If it's on drugs, you might want to get the dog off drugs. Or find out what its drug history is. Next.
It's really sad. My God.
Yep.
Naomi, I read hers. Joyful Canine said, okay, I may schedule a consult. Not my area of expertise.
Yep, please do.
Joyful Canine trainer said, take the dog in the car to the country to do walks, not around the
house.
Oh. Handle on it. But she never did. The dog became a nutcase in other ways. I don't get it either.
Yep. Oh, I see. So now drive. Now, I have recommended. Okay, so we have. So if a client says to me, Jeff, every time I walk down my street, all these off-leash dogs, literally 3, 4, 5 off-leash dogs attack my dog. I'm like, okay, well, you can neutralize every one of those dogs with bear spray, a walking stick, whatever. You can call animal control. You can go right to the neighbor's house and fucking complain. You can use even more force on those off-leash dogs. But I've actually said to people, you know what? If you don't want to deal with it, yeah, go to another neighborhood. But not to eliminate a behavior, to keep your dog safe. Mm-hmm. Next.
Kathy said, get rid of the kids. So that's what you do?
No, we deal with a lot of dogs that bite family members. And we are highly successful rehabbing those dogs. And we even do it remotely. We've got great coaching courses.
This is Kathy, who's in our thing.
Kathy. Yeah, like her dog.
Like her dog, yes. Yeah. Brittany says, a lot of people argue the dog doesn't know, so it's not fair. Sure, that applies at times, but I sure as shit can tell you my dog knows not to run away. He knows.
They know.
Does that prevent them from doing it at times just because they can? No. Dogs are opportunists. Yep. People don't want to believe that part either. This right. argument that dogs only do things to please us is ridiculous.
That's the biggest line of bullshit in the world. So, we have chickens. Okay, so we have chickens. Let's say, and our chickens could be out free with our dogs. Let's say we brought a board and train, and we do this, by the way, we did chicken training. And the dog raced. Now, if I look at that dog and I'm like, and I talk to the owner, I'm like, has the dog ever been around chickens before? Nope. Dog ever chased livestock before? Nope. We're from the city. We don't see livestock. Okay, great. Look at the dog outside. It races towards the chickens. No, correct. Make it suck. If a dog kills a chicken, that's not good. And if a dog, if it's on a farm, it could actually be shot legally. It's allowed to be shot. We don't shoot dogs over killing our chickens, but I'm saying in a farm situation, anybody that lives in the country knows the problem with dogs and livestock. That dog, did it know it wasn't supposed to go after chickens? No, it actually didn't know. Did it learn? Learned real quick. It connects the dots real quick. So quick that we can bring the chickens out and the dog goes, I don't want anything to do with those chickens. Dog's chasing a cat. Do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not fair. The dog didn't know it wasn't supposed to kill the cat. Or tell that to your next door neighbor whose cat it killed.
Has a dead cat now, right?
Right. Dogs don't know they're not supposed to chase it down the street, chase a dog.
Maybe and kill they, a dog. And that's the thing. And that's where you need to become a responsible dog owner. No, dogs actually don't know the rules unless you enforce them.
Right.
So they're just doing what dogs do.
Right.
But if you want to domesticate these animals
right.
who are predators,
right.
you have an obligation to be a responsible dog owner and train them right. accordingly.
I mean, here's another great example. The dog chases the ATV, how he opened up the show. Dog chases the ATV. Oh, it's not fair to correct the dog.
It doesn't know.
So let's take that concept right now. How do you teach a dog without correcting it, that it's not okay to chase the ATV? Okay.
You know what I know, but just recall the dog.
No, but I want people to use common sense. But that still doesn't teach the dog
not to chase it. I know.
Well, give it a reward for not doing it. That still doesn't teach the dog not to chase it. There has to be consequences. Please, let's everybody start using common sense when it comes to our dog ownership.
Historically, only touch a hot stove once.
Yep. Next.
Lori says, which course shows how to start e-collar?
Green to graduate will take you through step. We have a very, very involved method to train dogs and e-collars to become e-collar literate. It's not now getting a dog to stop barking at the door, you just push a button on a high number and you proceed it with the word no, they stop. But to do obedience training, off-leash obedience training, on-leash obedience training, state of mind work, it's a very involved process. And our green to graduates will show that. If you're not part of our community, if you go to Solid Canine Academy, go to Solid Canine Academy, you can see all of our remote training that we do. We have something called the community. The community, the reason why I mentioned the community is because it's a yearly membership, and it is what is included in that is Green to Graduate 1, Green to Graduate 2, and a leash reactivity course. And it's worth it just for those courses. And then you also get 26 coaching calls a year on Zoom. So it's face-to-face, voice-to-voice. So our community is fantastic. You'll never need to hire a dog trainer if you do this. Next.
Snugglebun said, my old Papillon knew how to sneeze on command. Yeah. She was funny.
It's pretty cute. Yep.
Road Dogs Rehab said, abso-fucking-lutely, there must be appropriate consequences.
This cat, please, if people have got to start getting out of this mindset, but it just scares people because people think your dog's going to hate them, the dog's going to get worse, it's abusive. It's like, it's neither of those things. Jeez, folks, consequences are what life is about, both good and bad. If you go to the gym and you eat healthy and you meditate and you get into therapy, it's like you'll end up being an in shape, healthy, well put together, nice human being. There's some other things you need to do. But if you're abusing drugs or alcohol and you're physically abusive with someone and you eat like shit and you're lazy, like, how do you think you're going to end up? The consequences. Next.
Liz says, oh, that price tag, since she's a foster, it's not worth it to buy the course, but I will take it up with a rescue to see about the training.
Which training?
The fearful dog.
Oh, it's not that expensive.
For the foster.
Because your skill set will be...
For every other dog.
For every other dog you ever come across.
Yeah.
Knowledge. You know, this is the thing. The rescue, if the dog needed one vet visit, it's more expensive than the course. I mean, you don't have to buy the course. Just keep attending these podcasts, you know. But the skills you'll learn from the Fearful Dog course are going to change the trajectory of your life. And if the dog needed a dental exam, it's more expensive. A vet visit, it's more expensive. A round of vaccinations, it's more expensive. And rescues have no problem raising or coming up with money for medical. Well, how about behavioral?
I feel like that's the one thing you never see.
Right. Why not behavioral?
With actual training.
You know, that's what people are surrendering dogs from. Next.
Joyful Canine, is there a difference between correction and punishment? What would you consider an example of each?
I don't differentiate them. I think it's all wordplay.
Semantics.
Just like shock collar, remote collar, e-collar. It's all semantics. If I want to sound nicer, I call it a correction. If I want people to perceive it as negative, I call it a punishment. It's actually a punisher. You're applying a punisher to instill an inhibitor to get rid of, to stop an unwanted behavior. It's actually called punishment. The problem is that punishment has a negative connotation, and I really don't care about the negative connotation. I only care about the truth. And if somebody wants to perceive that is something bad, that's on them. But facts don't care about your feelings. That's just the way it is. Next.
I wish we could put like a little audio every time you say that's just the way it is to that Tupac song. That's just the way it is.
We can program that into
like, I would love to just hit a button.
We can program,
you say that so much.
We can program that into button 8 on our mixer. Just to let you know.
Haley says he's a Roddy, not on drugs. It's definitely an arousal thing. He's constantly trying to shake off. They've taken him to the vet and he's clear.
Okay, so it's behavioral. So yeah, bonker. Bonker, you can stop a lot of stuff with a bonker. Yep. Next.
Sunshine Canine. Hey, J&J, Lindsay here. Haven't tuned in a while.
Yeah, I know, Lindsay. We haven't even heard from you.
I know.
Good to hear from you.
Ivy, how to prepare puppy for spring thunderstorms, especially that happen at night when she's in the
car. We have a...
I posted a link, the Boom and Bang
course. Boom and Bang course, yeah. Lindsay, you're in Florida now, aren't you?
I think she is.
Yeah, I think you're in Florida now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where was she before, Georgia?
Somewhere north of Florida and south of Rhode Island. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Sam says, hey guys, when Sasha is off leash and I want her to go another way, example, we're in a park and a person was walking. I wanted her to come towards me, but not necessarily come. What should I say?
So that's It's not about the word you say, it's about training. What I would do, I would start watching a bunch of field trial and hunting videos, okay? They do that. They do that. They can send a dog right, they can send a dog left.
Yeah, but if you want her to just come into your general proximity, you just say, let's go.
Let's go, yeah.
That's more like, just follow me.
But if you want to actually get really good directional, off-leash directional control, hunt dog and field trial dog, because they do all that work. They do all that work. And then there's also sheep herding folks. So they have that skill set. I don't have that skill set to send dogs right, send dogs left. Now I can send a dog to the left. Let's say I put a place bed to the left, it'll go to the left. But as far as making a dog go and then they do something called, hidden finds, where they can send a dog out and they can make them go. They do them both in the water and on land. It's pretty incredible stuff to watch. It's incredible to watch. Next.
Joyful Canine said, how about t-shirts? That's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
We did t-shirts for a while. I wonder if people still have them.
We didn't, but we
had some people who bought them.
But the company.
Does anyone still have those shirts?
The company that did it sucked.
They did.
They were the sizing was so bad. The sizing was terrible.
The problem is when you're doing online merchandise, you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until you know. Yeah. And we were like, wow, this is terrible.
It was terrible. And the only thing that was good was the coffee cups, because it's
you can't fuck up with
12 ounces is 12 ounces, right? It's comes in black and it comes in white.
Sunshine Canine said, we're in Brunswick now. I can't stop moving. Haven't
been Ohio?
I haven't had any problems. I listen to y'all and my own dogs are amazing because of it.
Wait, hold on.
Is Brunswick, Ohio?
There is a Brunswick, Ohio. I'm sure there's Brunswick. Where else? What state are you in, Lindsay? Why the hell would you move out of the warm?
I know, Ohio? Out of the South.
Was there any other Brunswick? There's got to be Brunswicks everywhere.
Probably.
Yeah.
We need more clarification.
Yeah.
Georgia. Okay.
Okay, Georgia.
So she's back.
Okay,
Georgia.
Got it. Got it.
All right.
Wonderful. All right. Anything on Rumble?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Rumble. Thank you, Instagram. Thank you, YouTube and Facebook. Pleasure to be with you tonight.
When's our next seminar in California?
Never.
Never.
Never. Never.
We probably are
retiring from seminars. Yeah. Yep.
If you don't come to Chicago or New Jersey.
Then you might not see us on the road again.
Yeah.
You might not see us on the road again. Yeah. I did seminars. I did over 300 of them.
We're at such a different stage in our lives.
Yeah. we're doing so much remote. We're doing so much remotely. We can help you with our 90-day fast track program. We can. It's not as good as in person.
You can come to Florida. We still do mastermind.
But it's really good. Yeah, we still are holding
mastermind. So we have another mastermind coming up. The May one sold out. But if you want to come to the October one, we're doing that. It's 5 days. Shoot us a DM. We'll give you the details.
Yep.
But last time it sold out literally within a couple of weeks. So yeah, there's still ways to work with us. We're not traveling as much anymore.
Right. Yeah. All right, everybody. Madly in love with all of you. Take care. Angela, say goodbye. Hurry up.
Yay. All righty. You know the routine. Good morning, good night, good afternoon, wherever you are, I don't know. Also, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for the mix-up, but I will not be doing my Sunday Fun Facts podcast. So it will be next Sunday.
Right.
Okay?
You'll be at Poppy's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grandfather's. Yep. All right, yep. Guys.
All right.